Hello, everyone. You are listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. I am Jordan Hall, and as always, I am joined by the dynamic Joe Fordyce, our Flyers pre- and post-game live producer. Joe, we are just about at the finish line of this crazy July and crazy NHL offseason for the Flyers. Pre-agency opened on Wednesday. The Flyers still had some holes to fill, and they filled them. Joe, let's start with probably the biggest acquisition on Wednesday for the team, and that's Martin Jones, the backup goalie. That was the biggest that was the biggest hole the Flyers had going into free agency. They still had to find a backup goalie, and they went with Martin Jones, the 31-year-old veteran who has played the past six seasons in San Jose. The past two haven't been very good, but the previous four were very good. Joe, in terms of the goalies on the market, who was available, what did you think about the addition of Martin Jones?
I'll be honest, Jordan, I didn't love this pickup. This is kind of a surprise that this was the name, because I feel like they have downgraded from Brian Elliott. And I don't love that so much because I guess maybe it's sort of still coming off of last season. But the first thing I thought is, if Carter Hart struggles and Elliott has to play like he played, and Jones has to play like Elliott played last season, I think this team's in trouble. I really do. I don't think that Martin Jones at this point in his career is cut out to play that number of games. Now, you could also say if the backup goalie, no matter who it is, fill in any name, has to play as many games as Brian Elliott played last season, the Flyers are in bad shape anyway. So there is that school of thought as well. I know the goalie is experienced. I know he's won games in this league. I'm not as high on this pickup. I thought there were some other guys out there they could have given a look, Braden Holtby being one of them. I would have liked to see them pick up a guy with a little more winning pedigree and that maybe wasn't coming off the two really tough seasons. Holtby, I know he was a mess last year after he left Washington, but that said, he just won a Stanley Cup a few years ago. It's not like, that's not that far off. So I don't know. I kind of left with the feeling they could have done a little bit better. I could be wrong, but hopefully it's not that big of a factor who the backup goaltender is. That's what I'll say.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
No, it's a great point. I think the Flyers are showing they really want and have faith in Carter Hart returning to form, being the confident young kid that goes out there, takes the net in all the big games and when the team needs them, and that they really work around his schedule when they need to, not when they have to. And Martin Jones is on a one-year deal for $2 million. Joe, Braden Holtby got the same deal with Dallas. Would you have preferred Holtby? I will say this. Jones and Holtby are kind of similar cases. They got the same exact deal, and they both are coming off two so-so seasons. Holtby was a disaster in Vancouver, And then if you look at his numbers in his final year with the Capitals, they were not very good. The Flyers, for one, lit him up. They had his number in 2019-20. And if you look at his goals against, it was above three. It wasn't very good. And I think some people started to see maybe a decline there. And probably the same could be said for Martin Jones. Although I will say Jones was on two Sharks teams that were very bad. Both seasons they missed the playoffs, whereas Holtby was on a pretty decent Capitals team that went to the playoffs. Obviously had a lot of winners on that team. Tough to say. Would you have preferred Holtby? Obviously they got the same deal. Would you have preferred Braden Holtby if you had to pick?
I would have preferred Holtby for – I mentioned the winning pedigree, but I also think Holtby would be a great mentor for Carter Hart, more so than Martin Jones because of the winning and the ups and downs he's had in his career, the guys he's played with. And I feel like that's a big factor. And I kind of feel like maybe after last season, Carter Hart might be in need, some need of that sort of mentorship, I'll say. You know, and I think if put to the test, I think Holtby is probably cut out to play more games than Jones. That's just kind of the way I see it. You know, I know he was a disaster in Vancouver, but I feel like more of the decline in San Jose had to do with the goaltender than necessarily like Vancouver last season was a mess. They had a huge COVID problem. Elias Pettersson was hurt from a lot of the season. They had injuries all over the place. They were, I think a lot of people would, especially fans from Canada, would say that that season was a disaster overall. So it's hard not to get caught up in that sort of disaster. Whereas with the Sharks, I think it was disappointing because of the amount of big contracts they have, particularly guys like Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns. And, you know, they're blue line guys who are not exactly interested in playing sound defense at this point in their career. And that could have had an effect on Jones. So you never know. Getting him in a situation like this, where the Flyers have obviously focused on defense this offseason, maybe that could do wonders for him. But again, I hope this isn't that big of a factor. I hope the backup goaltender is, you know, there's that old saying in football, the backup quarterback isn't important until he is. And, you know, the same can be said for the goaltender. You know, you don't know how valuable a backup goaltender is until you don't have one.
Yeah.
And let's hope the Flyers don't find out about that this season.
Yeah, and the Flyers had so many other big priorities, like revamping their defense was vital. Finding the top pair of guy like Ryan Ellis was probably their biggest objective. They got some help up front as well. But really, I think reshaping their defense was the biggest thing. And backup goalie is incredibly important. I think it's more important than it gets credit for, especially in the Flyer situation when you have a 22-year-old like Carter Hart who needs a positive influence, who needs a person to push him, needs a person to work well with him. On top of that, he's coming off a season in which he tasted his first NHL adversity. So I think it's really important in this situation for the Flyers. But at the end of the day, it was a bit on the back burner. There were goalies out there. The goalie landscape really changed a ton in the NHL on day one of free agency. A lot of goalies went elsewhere. Jonathan Bernier went to the Devils for 2 years, $8.25 million. So it looks like he's going to get more money and he's going to get a chance to start. That was a guy that the Flyers, I think a lot of people were hoping they would be in play for. But you know, he got money and he looks like he's going to get more of a chance at the net.
Can I just say what the Devils shock me? $9 million a year for Dougie Hamilton. They're already paying huge money to PK Subban. So you have two guys on the blue line. Again, like I talked about with San Jose, you have these guys that are not super interested in playing sound defense. And then to spend that money on a backup goalie, I thought Blackwood and why am I blanking on the other guy? He played really well against the Flyers last season. Mackenzie Blackwood and who was the other goal? Do you remember the other goalie?
I don't.
I think they had two solid goalies last year. So I was surprised to see them put that kind of money out there for unless they, you know, they want him to be their starter, but I would think Mackenzie Blackwood is going to be their starting goaltender in New Jersey. So they stunned me a little bit. I was not expecting that to be the team that that signed Dougie Hamilton, especially when you already have Subban there. So, you know, but they have some young defensemen, Ty Smith, you know, that have shown some promise. So, you know, they're an up and coming team. So we'll see what kind of effect a veteran like Hamilton going on that blue line, you know, added to Subban. I think I saw projections that Subban would be a third pair defenseman for them, which is kind of crazy. But when you look at the season he had last year, maybe not so crazy.
Yeah, I think they're really trying to put some experience around their youth. We all know how young the Devils are, and they have a lot of up-and-coming youngsters. It looks like they were trying to get some bona fide veterans and big-time guys, big-time names in there, like Dougie Hamilton and Jonathan Bernier as well. So they'll be a team to, you know, to keep an eye on and next season for sure. But the Flyers do get their backup goaltender, Martin Jones, and I think they're banking on a few things. I think they're banking on one, really hoping that Carter Hart looks more like the number one guy, and Jones can kind of settle into a backup role, but really push Carter Hart at the same time. Because Martin Jones, he's played a lot of games. You know, before these past two seasons, in his first 4 years with San Jose, he started more than 60 in each of those games, in each of those seasons, and he won more than 30 in each of those seasons. So he's played a lot of games, and maybe the Flyers are hoping, hey, if we can get him more in limited games, keep him fresher, get him back with one of his old coaches and Kim Dillabaugh. Dillabaugh is the Flyers' goalie coach. He oversaw goalie development in Los Angeles when Martin Jones was there. That's where he started his career. So I think they're hoping familiarity with Kim Dillabaugh and then also a lesser role, new surroundings, can bring out a better Martin Jones. He doesn't have to be the guy, you know, that obviously took them to the Cup the 1 year and had like a 1.99 goals against average 1 year, I believe it was. No, not 1.999. He had, I think, a 2.40 goals against average the 1 year. In the playoffs, I believe he had a 1.99 goals against average, one of his best years in the playoffs.
But you don't wonder, too, if they got some intel from Justin Braun, because Braun was in San Jose during the good years of Martin Jones, the best of his career, and, you know, playing with defensemen. You know, it was before the Carlson Burns was there, but it was before Carlson. And, you know, you had guys like Mark Edward Vlasic there and, you know, some solid some solid stay at home defensemen. And, you know, maybe Braun told them like, hey, Jones excels in this kind of situation. And, you know, so you never know.
Yeah. I think they're banking on those types of things. And really, I think they're believing that their revamped defense can be a lot better for Martin Jones than what the situation was in San Jose. I think sometimes you believe a goalie is a byproduct of your defense, and then sometimes you believe your defense is a byproduct of your goalie. They can go hand in hand, and I think the Flyers are really banking on if we get Martin Jones in a much better environment, better coaches, more sound play in front of him, we'll get the better Martin Jones, not the guy that was a stud when he was in his, you know, 25, 26, 27 range, but a better Martin Jones, a solid backup to Carter Hart. So time will tell how much they'll need Martin Jones and what Martin Jones they get. But Joe, shifting gears, they also added Keith Yandel, the guy that's played in the most consecutive games right now, that longest active streak in the NHL, 922 straight games. An experienced defenseman. Kevin Hayes definitely played a role in getting him here. He's coming here on a one-year deal, $900,000. What did you think of the addition of Keith Yandel?
See, I think this was a good deal. A one-year deal, a $900,000. It's a low-risk deal. And, you know, you're not going to bring Keith Yandel in here and have him have this pressure of being a number one defenseman or expect things that you're not going to get out of him, namely sound defense. We know what Yandel is. He gets points, he plays power plays, and he does it very effectively. But if you're talking about a guy that's going to be a stay-at-home defenseman, this isn't your guy. But I don't think the Flyers are bringing him in here with any delusional thoughts that he's going to be that guy. And I think you can tell that in the contract they signed him. So maybe he comes in and he runs a power play. Maybe he runs – Maybe have Ryan Ellis run the first power play and Keith Yandle run the second power play. Sounds like the win to me. So I like that signing a lot. He's an experienced guy. He's played on teams that have won, not won the cup, but teams that have won. And really, if it doesn't work out, it's not that big of a deal. When you compare it to what they gave Erik Gustafsson last year, I mean, sign me up for this deal every day of the week.
Yeah.
Because that deal last year was a disaster. And, the Flyers acknowledged that deal was a disaster. So I think this is a lesser risk, a lesser financial commitment with a much higher upside than the addition of Erik Gustafsson last year.
Yeah, and Keith Yandle wanted to be here. I think that was a big thing too, is you're getting guys that want to be here and kind of have things to prove. Martin Jones and Keith Yandle both had their contracts pulled out. Those things, can do something to a player in terms of their mindset and wanting to prove themselves at a certain age. And Keith Yandle, without a doubt, probably had more offers outside of the Flyers for bigger money. Chuck Fletcher even said Kevin Hayes played a huge role in recruiting him here and convincing him to come here over other teams. And Keith Yandle admitted the Flyers came right to mind in terms of when he was getting ready to hit free agency and his contract was bought out. And I think that's some kudos to Chuck Fletcher. The work that he did in the trade market really enticed some of these free agents. Both Martin Jones and Keith Yandle both said they were really impressed by what the Flyers had done in the trade market, and they really think this team can win now, and that was important to both those guys, both veteran guys in their 30s.
And, of course, Yandle's familiarity with Alain Vigneault from his days with the Rangers, that was a big thing too. So, I don't think familiarity is a bad thing, especially when you're trying to change the face of your team. To have guys you're familiar with, guys that you know how they are on the ice, you know how they are off the ice, you know how they are at practice, that's not a bad thing to know that, because then you can have those players solidify their roles when you already know what they are. Of course, Yandle's a number of years older. He was kind of more probably in his prime when he played for AV with the Rangers, but his game hasn't changed that much. This is not a player who's, lost his fastball in this part of his game and picked it up elsewhere. He's played the same style of game most of his career. So I don't expect that to change. And, like I said, I don't think that familiarity with AV and AV familiarity with Keith Yandle is a bad thing.
No. And they're looking at him almost as like a third pair defenseman right now. So, you're not bringing in Keith Yandle and hoping he turns back the clock and is like a top pair guy for you. They're getting him for depth, and that was a lot of what this offseason has been about as free agency has rolled around for the Flyers, is getting depth, getting bodies, understanding it's an 82-game season, injuries happen, things happen. You need depth, and I think that's the biggest thing, is they're trying to give themselves the best security blanket going into this year. Joe, are you upset at all about possibly Cam York being blocked? If Keith Yandle doesn't come in, there's a solid chance Cam York's competing for a spot in camp, and he could be on the third pair on opening night. Now that Keith Yandle's here, Cam York, I think, is going to have some things break his way. No pun intended, but like maybe an injury, or maybe he's tearing it up at the AHL level, and that would get his way into the line. That's what it looks like right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit disheartening, I will say that, because I think everybody wants to see Cam York. I think the Flyers want to see him. I think the front office wants to see him. I know the fans want to see him. And, we want to see him. Especially when you see, and I don't mean to keep going back to this, but when you see what a guy like Cole Caulfield did in the playoffs, and knowing that the Flyers thought enough of this player to take him ahead of a guy like that, you want to see the why. What was it that made you take this guy over that guy? And fans want to see that. Front office wants to see it. I'm sure the players and the Flyers want to see it. So, we'll have to see how things go. I'm not trying to predict injuries, and nor do I want to forecast injuries, but you'd have to think with some of the age of some of the defensemen that they have, particularly Braun, Yandle, I mean, these are not young players. These, you'd have to think they're going to miss some games. It just happens. I mean, no NHL, no teams stay healthy throughout the whole season. That just doesn't happen. So you have to think there will be opportunities for Cam York to be up here. And you never know. I mean, they could carry an extra defenseman. And then, you know, we've seen in the past guys get healthy scratch if they're not playing well. Of course, Ghost was the guy that that happened to a lot. So, you know, I think opportunity will present itself for Cam York. And I do know this. Water always finds its level. And if Cam York's playing well enough, he will be in the lineup for the big club. It's just that simple.
Flyers Talk is brought to you by Great Railing. Stop into Great Railing for the highest quality and lowest prices on all your railing, decking, and fencing needs. Yeah, you're going to see depth utilized without a doubt. It just happens in hockey. And I think a lot of these moves in free agency all fueled inner competition. If you look at in net, you bring in a backup. You were going to have a backup regardless, but Martin Jones should fuel competition. He should push Carter Hart for minutes, for starts, all of that. Now on defense, you have Keith Yandle here, and suddenly the team looks pretty set in their 3D pairs, and you have three kids like Samuel Moran, who's no longer a kid really, but still a younger defenseman that doesn't have as much experience. You have Cam York and you have Igor Zamula all pushing for playing time and being told, be ready. So what's the worst case? Say the Flyers stay healthy and they have three good young defensemen, at least two of them probably developing at Lehigh Valley, playing games and getting their feet wet. Not the worst thing in the world. And Joe, shifting gears to forward, more competition. The team signed Nate Thompson, veteran center. If you're familiar with the name, there's a reason why. He was here at the end of the 2019-20 season. The team acquired him at the trade deadline. And obviously the pandemic happened, but Nate Thompson was here for the 2020 playoffs when the season resumed. Veteran center that's going to give them depth, and I think push some of the younger kids like Morgan Frost and Tanner Lozinski. What did you think of the addition for Nate Thompson? It's a one-year deal for $800,000.
I mean, Nate Thompson's not going to come in here and fool anybody. He's not going to come in here and, you know, make somebody think he's going to score 25 goals or be, you know, push his way into a top six role. But I will say this. I think the Flyers desperately missed depth role players last season. We saw it down the lineup. Lower in the lineup, the Flyers severely missed guys like Derek Grant, Tyler Pitlick, guys that go out there and play solid shifts. They don't make mistakes that kill your team. And, you know, we saw last year Tyler Pitlick was out in Arizona. He was playing on the first line sometimes. So it's guys like those players that – it's a very cliche thing, but they're kind of like glue guys to have lower down in your lineup. Guys that are going to go out there and they're not going to play 20 plus minutes, but they're going to give you a solid 12 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever the case may be. And you're not bringing them in saying, you know, play wing or center on the second line. You're saying, give us a solid fourth line effort. Come kill penalties for us. Which is another thing the Flyers were a mess with last year. And I think they missed some of those guys that they had in the bubble season. And it showed, especially down the stretch. I mean, the month of March, it was glaring. Everything was glaring in the month of March. But, you know, their lack of depth and role players that were serviceable, I think really showed itself as that season went on last year.
Yeah, and Nate Thompson, he turns 37 at the start of next season. Joe, like you said, he's not going to fool anyone. The Flyers aren't going to play him higher in the lineup. He is here for what he's here for, and that's to provide depth. And if he's an extra forward, be a real quality extra forward that can be called upon, will be a good teammate, and he's going to do that. I liked it. I thought it was a good deal. They were thinner down the middle when they traded Nolan Patrick. You were looking at maybe Morgan Frost being your third line center with like Scott Laughton behind him or Tanner Lozinski being in the opening night lineup. I like both those kids, but now you just have some more depth there. And Nate Thompson does a lot of valuable, smaller things like kill penalties, take defensive zone faceoffs. He's experienced. He's played in an Eastern Conference final, a Western Conference final. He's just not a bad guy to have. And Chuck Fletcher said, you feel like you always need those guys at the trade deadline. So why not get him now, have him all season? And I don't think he's going to block kids. Like, if Morgan Frost is ready and they need a jolt of offense, I think they're going to play Morgan Frost. If Tanner Lozinski is playing well, if he's down in Lehigh Valley and he's ready to go, I think he's going to play. But Nate Thompson is just good insurance to have. And it's funny, Joe, I couldn't help but think in his end of the season press conference, Sean Couturier brought up Nate Thompson, Derek Grant. He brought up Tyler Pitlick when asked about the penalty kill. He said he thought they lacked some personnel when they lost guys like Pitlick, Grant, Thompson. The PK suffered. The PK was 30th overall. And I wonder if that quote made its way to Chuck Fletcher. When you have a guy like Sean Couturier, a part of your leadership group, and he mentions losing these guys and not replacing them, I wonder if Chuck Fletcher said, you know what, can't hurt to make our Sean Couturier happy. Get Nate Thompson, bring him back, and fill what you needed, which was some guys that can play roles, play on the PK, and take tough faceoffs. So Nate Thompson does that. And now there is really competition brewing and being fueled into training camp at all positions. I think that's a good thing. And I thought, Joe, just one of the biggest things I thought was that Chuck Fletcher, the moves he made drew a lot of these free agents in. Keith Yandel and both Martin Jones said that they really liked what the Flyers did in the trade market. They're adding guys. It looks like they want to win now. A lot of players in those later stages, of their careers, they want to win. And when they see a good makeup of a roster, they want to join it. And I thought that spoke volumes. So I thought that was a good thing for Chuck Fletcher. Critical offseason. He needed to be active, and he has been.
Yeah, I really think a lot of these moves, there wasn't a ton of reaches with these moves. Maybe you argue Ristolainen because of the price tag you paid for him. But I don't sense that any of these moves were real reaches. And I felt like when you looked around the league, there were teams doing some reaching. And I'm actually curious. I brought up the Dougie Hamilton number that he signed for the Devils with. Did anything stand out to you today with what you saw around the league aside from the Flyers?
There was some overpays for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and the other thing that stood out to me and maybe you as well, like Braden Point gets this huge deal from Tampa. Gabriel Landeskog gets this huge deal from Colorado. And I'm thinking to myself, how are these guys fitting this in their cap? I know like Colorado lost a guy like Donskoy and a few other guys, but I felt like coming into this offseason, we heard some of these teams were going to be in such cap hell. And then these teams go and sign huge contracts to Braden Point and, you know, Landeskog are just a couple. They're the ones that come to my mind first. But it's a very weird landscape in around this league right now. It's tough to figure some teams out, I think.
Yeah, and teams are going to have to be making deals and maneuvering around the cap for years to come. Now that they signed some of these guys to bigger deals, it's almost like, hey, do this now and worry about it later. I think that's going to be a situation for a lot of teams, unless the salary cap floor suddenly, you know, rises and obviously the economic impact on the league is back to normal and they're able to do that. But GMs have said they believe the cap is going to stay flat for years. We're in the second offseason, I believe, at the flat cap, and a lot of GMs foresee it going a little longer. So we'll have to see how teams deal with it. But the good thing is I think the Flyers didn't really have to go on big-time spending spree in free agency. They did a lot of their work via trades. They had to lose some assets. Some of them might have been reaches, like Rasmus Ristolainen could have been a deal that people are going to look back on and be frustrated with. We'll see. We will see how it works out.
But remember what Scott Hartnell told us on our last podcast about guys that are sort of rescued from a bad situation, which Buffalo's been a bad situation for a number of years now, certainly for Ristolainen's entire career. So you don't know. You look at his numbers and you go, oh, this guy's a mess. Everything around him's a mess. They've had goaltender messes, other defensemen's messes. The best player didn't seem to really want to play for the team and still doesn't, in addition to being injured. Coaches in and out. So I don't think we can judge a guy like Rasmus Ristolainen based on what he did in Buffalo, because Buffalo was a mess. They were giving up a lot more goals than they were scoring. And, you know, quite frankly, the first people that are going to feel that impact on their stats are the defensemen. And, I mean, not including the goalie, but they're defensemen. And, you know, so analytics aren't going to look pretty on a guy that's played on a bad team for a number of years, but let's wait and see with this guy.
Yeah, I think you really got to truly wait and see with this guy. He's 26. He's a former top 10 pick in 2013. Tons of talent, tons of upside, but was just in a god-awful situation in Buffalo. There's no sugarcoating it. I think the Flyers see that with a lot of some of their acquisitions, that in their environment, they believe that this will produce results. Martin Jones, probably in a better environment with a better defense, maybe a lesser role, can be better. Cam Atkinson with a fresh start, leaving Columbus, feeling rejuvenated, being excited. Everyone says he's super pumped, can be better. Same with Rasmus Ristolainen, and better coaching, a more stable environment, can be better. Even Ryan Ellis coming to Philadelphia, being with Ivan Provorov, little things like that, like just things that they believe in Philadelphia, these players with the right situation, the right makeup, can make a better environment. And the Flyers are hoping it makes them a better team, because they have not missed the playoffs in consecutive years since the early 90s, and they're trying to avoid doing that this season. But Joe, overall, I think the Flyers look better to me. They look better. They had to sacrifice some bit, you know, some players on their roster with upside. They had to sacrifice some draft picks. But overall, I think they have revamped their defense. They have a solid backup, and I think they look a little bit better up front. The pressure will be on, and there's still going to be questions that needing to be answered, but I do think they look better.
Yeah, I agree with you. And just in particular about the Cam Atkinson move, we, of course, heard Scott Hartnell talking about it on our last podcast. And in talking to him, aside from the podcast, about Cam, who he's very good friends with, you know, we might forget that in Columbus last year, they traded Pierre-Luc Dubois, who, you know, would set up Atkinson for goals. And they brought in Patrick Laine, who is not setting anyone up. He's a goal scorer. That guy's just a flat-out goal scorer. So we don't think about, and maybe the Flyers did think about, the effect that losing a guy that sets you up for goals and bringing in a guy that's just a goal scorer, how that can affect a player's game who is used to scoring goals like Cam Atkinson was. And, you know, that'll be seen. Remains to be seen if he gets put on a line with Claude Giroux and Giroux is passing him the puck to score goals, we might see a totally different player than we've seen in the last few years when it comes to Cam Atkinson. And that's what I expect to happen.
Yeah, I think some of the additions they got are going to be better because of the surroundings the Flyers give them. And then I think a lot of the in-house pieces for the Flyers will be better from the additions as well. I think it's going to help both. The Flyers needed help. They really needed help. Chuck Fletcher went out and got it. And then I think the guys that are coming in, they do have some questions. There's no doubt about it. But I think with the right coaching and some of the right pieces around them, can be good for the Flyers. The Flyers, go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, I think the other thing I will point out is, and you mentioned in-house guys, we've talked about this before. This has to be a big season for Travis Sanheim. He has to establish himself as a second pair guy, and not a second pair guy that sometimes is good and other times is, you know, looks like an AHL player. He needs to establish himself. He's not young anymore, has a lot of experience under his belt. I think this is a huge season upcoming for Travis Sanheim.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know, with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's competition there. There's competition there. There's Rasmus Ristolainen and there's Ryan Ellis. And now you have Keith Yandel, and you have guys in the wings too, like Cam York, Igor Zamula, Samuel Moran, all pushing for playing time. So yeah, he needs to be better, and there's going to be people pushing to get playing time as well. So no doubt about it. But the Flyers are a new look team. July is almost finished. We are almost at the finish line of this crazy off season, and the Flyers look totally different. And that's exciting. It's exciting, I think, for the fan base. It's going to give us plenty to talk about, Joe, the rest of the summer and going into September training camp. But Joe Fulreis, thank you so much as always. Great chatting with you. A special thank you to Ben Berry, our podcast producer, for doing this on a late Wednesday night. And Flyers fans, as always, thank you for listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. Wherever you get your podcasts, please rate and listen, and we cannot wait to talk to you next time.